And hello and welcome to Falcon Cast. I'm Matt Moore next to Jay Adams and the legendary DJ Shockley.
What's up, baby? How you guys doing? What?
Hey. Good. We're good.
It's time for Falcon Cast Draft Extravaganza. Let's go through the mock real quick. All right, so pick one, Bucks. A rival, is it a surefire that they're going Jameis Winston? Are we in agreement on that?
Yes.
I go with that.
I'm going to say this, though. We will make that our pick. I'm not.
You're not 100% sold.
I think Marcus Mariota could go for one. But I do like to pick one. And if Mariota goes, the draft gets crazy.
Mariota goes first. It's gonna.
Number two, are we thinking Mariota?
I am, because I think all this Philip Rivers talk is nothing but smoke. Them
big San Diego and all that doesn't happen.
Sharky, you say no. Mariota.
Mariota going out to the West Coast, man. That'd be bad. San Diego, mm-hmm. But logically, I like Mariota right here at number two.
All right, now the draft really starts at three then. I think this is the pick.
The second year in a row the draft hinges on Dave Caldwell. Who told me that the other day?
It does. And, this pick determines what happens to the Falcons.
Yeah.
You know, there's Amari Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
There is
Fowler
and Leonard Williams.
You got to think it's between those three.
I like Fowler here. I like Fowler.
I think I kind of like Leonard Williams here.
I kind of like Leonard Williams too.
Leonard Williams, going third. Both sides.
Right, we picked Leonard Williams third.
All right.
Fourth,
you guys want Leonard Williams so that he falls to the birds, right?
See, there might be a little bit of that. I don't know.
Pick four. The Raiders are here, and they love the combine stud. So I could see a shock here. I know we won't probably pick it, but I think, there's a potential the Kevin White from West Virginia could go here. Because these guys love the combine warriors, mm-hmm. man.
And if they do, then Beasley becomes a pretty good candidate for that as well.
Vic Beasley could go here. But then Amari Cooper could go here.
Mm-hmm.
Leonard Williams went here, right?
Yeah, you guys had Leonard Williams. Yeah.
So we go Fowler, Cooper,
ooh. White,
or Beasley.
Mm.
Mm.
Who we got?
See, but the Raiders, I think if Leonard Williams goes at three, I think they want out of four completely.
We're not doing trades.
No, I know we're not doing trades.
I think they go get Derek Carr a big time receiver. They go get him a big time receiver, Cooper or White.
They love the speed, dude.
I know.
That being said, I'm going with White.
I'm cool with that.
But I think both said we get a half a point if Cooper goes here because we said a receiver.
Yeah.
At five is an interesting pick. So now who's still on the board? We still got Dante Fowler still on the board.
Yeah.
Fowler, Beasley.
Cooper.
Gregory. I think they go Dante Fowler.
Yeah, I think I agree with that.
Here's the spot where I talked about where the Falcons could trade up
to
five. If all that falls in place and you got Fowler there for five, here's where Thomas makes his
name. Let the record show, I agree with Shock that if our mock goes
make
this
a
way,
real
I
hard
see
push.
Us trading up to get Fowler.
You guys have been reading a little Peter King, haven't you?
Peter King said something like this?
Oh, yeah. It's the same thing.
Same thing.
But we're not doing trades in our little mock, so you want to say Fowler goes here?
I say Fowler there.
I agree. Fowler is the
six.
This is another interesting one.
Mm.
Do they go Amari Cooper here? Do they go Vic Beasley here?
Mm. That's tough.
Let's think about what they've done in offseason. What they build up really in offseason. I think
you got a defensive-minded coach now.
Yeah.
The other thing, though,
you did with Rex, but
there's some good offensive linemen on the board here.
Yep.
Sheriff.
From Iowa, yeah.
Our guy from Stanford.
Yeah.
Andrus Pete. Yeah. Yeah. And obviously the LSU kid.
Yeah. There's a,
oh yeah.
Probably fall.
Who's got some investigation?
Yeah. I don't know. Probably.
You want that happening 2 days for the draft, right, Chuck?
Yeah.
All right. So who we got six?
Six.
I'm gonna go with Beasley there. I think Beasley.
I like that.
You like Beasley? If you guys like Beasley, you go Beasley. I still think Amari is in that.
Mm-hmm.
I think so, too. But I think the Bears could also settle on him as well.
On Amari?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Because they got a hold
of
him.
I'm going to throw you one. Jay, sure. I think pick seven here. I think the guy from Washington, the big man.
Oh, Danny Shelton.
Danny Shelton. Mm.
That'd be interesting. Nobody's really been talking about him lately.
Yeah.
They need a big nose.
Mm. And John Fox loves those kind of guys, too. You know what? You convinced me. I'll go with Danny Shelton.
Yeah, because he just left Big Pork Chop out of Denver.
All right, so who is left at number 8 for the Falcons?
Bud Dupree.
Randy Gregory. Todd Gurley.
Collins.
Did Amari Cooper go yet?
Cooper.
Yeah. You guys liked Cooper as well at 6.
Yeah.
But we didn't. I don't think we decided on 6. You guys said.
I'm sure. I don't think the Falcons.
And this is why.
And we got Collins.
We aren't in that draft room.
Can't imagine going in that room right now.
I don't want this
decision.
Can you imagine
if that happens right here? That's tough.
That's
tough. You know, hey, it reminds me of 07.
So Fowler was going 5, right?
Kind of everyone that you kind of liked.
Fowler 5.
Was gone.
Mm-hmm.
Just the best player available and didn't really work out for the Falcons.
Where did Beasley go? We picked Beasley already?
Beasley at six.
Shelton at seven.
So you could put Cooper at 6 and Beasley at 8.
Cooper's a safe picket at that spot. Bud Dupree is a reach, according to most people. The safety, Collins, might be a safe pick there, but that's a little high for safety.
Gregory as well.
Gregory, you're taking a gamble.
I think it's between Gregory and Dupree. Everybody, I mean, Gregory had his little issues, but we just mentioned he's a heck of a pass rush. I mean, he gets after people.
Mm-hmm.
Bud Dupree's long, athletic. I think he had a 42-inch vert. I mean, he's
why
got
don't
some
we
skills.
Go? I'll say Gregory for me. You want Gregory or Dupree?
Oh God! How much time I got left on the clock?
You know where I stand. I'm doing Dupree. So
you're the tiebreaker.
Oh man!
Do you need to confer with Mr. Bosek here?
Bosek can help you.
Yeah, you can call a friend.
I got a lifeline right now.
You got a lifeline.
Bosek, go ahead, do it. We got Dupree or we got Gregory.
I'm going. They overlook the incident that Gregory had, so I'm going Gregory.
All right.
There it is.
Bosek said it.
Right, the consensus mock.
So we'll say Gregory, but we also said we like the Falcons to trade up and get
Fowler.
So Fowler and Gregory, we look like we're smart. We know what we're talking
about. Yeah, it's going to happen.
And Dupree, Jay picked him. So we're in good shape.
Yeah, we've hedged all of our bets at this point. We've got everything really covered.
We've got it covered, man.
I'll give you 0.5 if we get Fowler at 8.
Thank you.
Good stuff.
If he's still there. If he's still there.
It'll be fun. Make sure it's been a good draft extravaganza. Make sure that you tune in this weekend. Jay's going to have some great coverage. And our guy Shaq is here all week. So he's going to interview the first pick in person.
Tune in.
And he's going to interview every other pick on the phone before anyone else gets access to him. Right after these guys are picked, it is really good content. So
if you guys got a question that you want to ask a certain player,
tweet him.
We could possibly ask it. So
can do tweets.
Yeah, that's a really good thing. If you want Shaq to ask your question, tweet him during the week, and we'll make sure that happens. I love it. All right, good extravaganza, guys.
Huge extravaganza. That was big.
Shaq, thanks for dressing up again.
No doubt. Bosek, long
break. Bosek, no Bow. Break with you today. But
woo, no break. It's all right.
Thanks again for watching this edition.
Boom! 3 for 3. Bam!
Bill Cartwright.
I just hit myself.